Thick Naidu, East Coast Radio.
It's Elaine, You're the One on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Played some Megan Trainor, All About That Bass, some Andy Grammer, Sheet Say, and Timbaland featuring Nelly with Nelly Furtado, Give It To Me, Yeah. And we're hanging out till 4 o'clock. My name is Vic Naidu, by the way. Very happy to be here. Happy Tuesday. It is Tuesday. Yes, we survived. I need to talk about this. Last year, I did some renovations at my house. And if you've ever gone through any sort of renovation, you'll know how traumatizing the experience can be. And one particular thing left me very traumatized. And it wasn't even the renovation itself, but it has to do with the builder. And during the quote process, he came around, had to look at the place, and asked me if he could use the bathroom. Now, you know you can trust, you know it feels like home when you can use someone's toilet. You can trust it. But I was not prepared for what happened. I had never met this man in my entire life. And I understand when you gotta go, you gotta go. Nature calls and all of that. But you kind of know what someone's doing in your bathroom when they're inside there. You know, the awkward silences and then the noises and then trying to be discreet and then the amount of time he was in there. Basically, my builder, who I'd never met before, was just coming around to do a renovation. Decided to take a poop in my toilet. And he's laughing. And I was so traumatized with this because I just thought it was so bizarre. It was so rude. You don't know me. You know, you've never been to my house and you're taking a poop? Maybe I'm weird. But I'm sorry, I can't. I can't just go to someone's house I've never met before and take a poop. I'll have to know you for like a while. We gotta be friends. I mean, even now, there are some friends' houses I will never take a poop. And for me, that was the weirdest thing someone has done at my house. We want to ask you this afternoon, because I'm sure you've had those experiences. Maybe some random person came for the first time, they opened your fridge, they put their feet on your couch. You don't even do that. Our WhatsApp, we're opening up the line 061-792-9495. What is the weirdest thing someone has done at your house? I just love Bard and Something New. It's my jam. Pink with Get the Party Started. We opened up the phone lines and we asked you on 061-792-9495. What's the weirdest thing someone has done at your house? I was telling you I did renovations last year. If that wasn't traumatizing enough for me, I had a builder who came around, never met him before, and he was just coming for a quote. And yeah, he made a poop in my toilet. I just thought it was strange because you just don't do that at someone's house. You have to know them really well. And I knew it was a poop because it smelled and it was awkward silences and then noises and yeah, it's terrible. Got a couple of messages, and I just have to say, people are so disrespectful.
Yeah, had a mate over, first time visit, and yeah, went to the bathroom and never flushed the toilet. That's the worst.
Did not flush the toilet. You know, maybe it did the flush work? I'm always reminded of this horror story, and he was such a douche for doing this. Maybe you'll remember the story. It was on the news a lot last year. They called it the worst date on Tinder ever. And they decided to go back after dinner for Netflix and chill. She needed to use the restroom and she needed a number two. Again, so bizarre. Who takes a number two on the first date at someone's house that you've never been to before? Awkward. And he neglected to tell her that the toilet wasn't working. And she had to fish out the poop and throw it out the window. But then she got stuck in the process of throwing it out the window. And yeah, it was drama. Drama.
Hi, Vic Naidu.
Hey.
The weirdest thing the visitor ever did in my home was entering at my home and find me in the kitchen cooking, and she started to open the pot to see what I was cooking, because she was like, it smells so nice in the house, what are you cooking? And she started opening the pot to see what I'm cooking. Yeah, I didn't appreciate it at all.
It depends who the person was. Like, is she a good close friend? But also, I'm assuming it depends also on the type of person you are and how you like to cook. Are you a messy cook? You don't like people in your pot? Yeah, so it could be a bit uncomfortable.
It wasn't my house. It was my mom's house. But thankfully, I was a little girl. It was the house I grew up in. And one weekend, my sister had a house party. And one of the guests was clearly like paralytic, comatose, kind of intoxicated. And instead of going to the bathroom like a normal person and spilling his guts out there, he decided to do it behind the wardrobe, which we found a couple of days later.
Disrespectful. This is the reason why I don't like having people around. Like, firstly, they may come up in there, maybe break a wine glass, walk with their shoes everywhere. And then the worst is when a guest doesn't know when it's time to go home. And you're just kind of like trying to like hint, okay, it's time for you to leave. And then you have to like push them out.
Hi, Vic. The most traumatizing thing somebody has ever did in my my house was to put a glass onto the coffee table without having anything underneath it. And we don't even do that in our own house. Yeah. So it was so hard and so embarrassing to go up to the person and tell them, you know what, please can you use the cup holder to place your glass on.
It's very awkward when you want to tell someone. I think it's the whole confrontation thing. I hate doing that. Please don't do this. I always have an issue telling people to take off their shoes when they come to my house. I have an uncle. Whenever he visits, he smokes in my house. And I'm like, please don't do this. But I'm so scared to say, don't do it. 0617929495. What's the weirdest thing someone has done at your house? We are talking about the weirdest thing someone has done at your house, a guest. And we've all been there. We've all had someone bizarre and random and has just made you questioning everything about humankind.
Hi, East Coast. Hope you're well. I invited my brother once for a bribe at my place, and he invited one of his friends, and his friend invited somebody else. Anyway, I didn't say anything. When it was time for him to go and use the toilet, they showed him where the toilet was in my house. I didn't follow him because I wanted the man to feel free. Anyway, later on, when it was my turn to go and use the toilet, the gentleman had peed in my passage inside my house. I wanted to strangle him and throw him over the hole and throw him to my dogs to eat him up. But unfortunately, I felt sorry for him and I told my friend to take this man and get rid of him. Since then, I've never seen him again. The second one, I invited my brother again and invited somebody else. When it was time to pry and eat, now we went inside the house to go and dish. When we came out, the gentleman had ate all the vores up. I don't know where these people come from, where they were born, but there's something wrong with them. Thanks, my bro. Keep well, man. All the best. Cheers. Lucky, man. Bye.
Thanks, Ray. Ray, was it a bring and bry? Also, I always wonder, I'm very conscious about eating at someone's house. I will eat, but I won't like necessarily go for seconds or like try and finish up the food because it's not my food. You kind of feel weird, you know, to like go in for seconds.
Hi, the weirdest thing somebody's ever done at my home, well, my tenants have done, is buried a dead dog outside our house with the building sand. We thought that somebody was trying to move the sand, and when we tried to move it back, we realized that the dog was put in a black bin bag and left outside. And when we checked, one of our tenants' dogs were missing. So we realized that they buried the dog outside the house, which is the weirdest thing I've ever had happen to us.
Okay.
Hi there, Vic. How are you? Okay, the weirdest event that I had was one of my brother's friends actually came to my home, and it was the first time I met him, and he actually decided to use my toilet. And I was in my room, and my toilet is next to my room, and this guy, he kept on passing wind, and each time he passed wind, he coughed. So basically, he was like trying to camouflage the whole thing, but like you could hear it quite clearly. Thank you. Bye.
Why are the worst guests? Stories always something to do with toilets. We're talking about trying to camouflage with a cough and farting. I will never forget the story about my friend and how she and her boyfriend started like farting in front of each other. She laughed and the fart came out. All right, I was digressing.
Hi, so these people came to Ladysmith and they stopped at our house and they said they're attending a wedding and they would really like to have a place to change. So they looked like decent people and we said, okay, no problem. And next thing you know is the gentleman is taking a shower in our bathroom. And that is kind of strange because it's the first time we met them. They don't know us, we don't know them.
People don't know how to act right, Raksha. Come on. Like, showers are so personal. You can't just have anybody up in there. Respect yourself.
Go, 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 go. Vic Naidoo. Weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.